flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bullandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
Okay, so if you missed the announcement, we're officially kicking off Valentine's for veterans. It is our goal to collect a bunch of Valentine's Day cards from elementary school kids and then deliver them to veterans for Valentine's Day. We've got information up on our Instagram and Facebook. If you want to be a part of it, you have an idea, maybe you're a teacher, a staff member, I don't know. If you, you're a veteran and you have an idea. 617-655-1234. You can call or text that number, or you can also just drop us an email. It's morningshow@mix1041.com. morningshow@mix1041.com. Let's see, we have Laura. You're an art teacher.
I am.
Good morning.
That sounds perfect place to start.
That's what I thought. I said, I have all of those things.
Oh my gosh. So your class will commit to making some?
Yes. So I will, I'm going to work with our school librarian. We have an amazing, amazing school librarian. She is a paraprofessional. Her name is Marsha Wakama. And she's just probably like one of the best people in our school. This is her retirement career. And she is always getting our students to just do the most amazing things, giving back to our community. And I know that I'm going to walk in there today and say, Marsha, I've got this idea. And she's going to be 100% on board. So
now, what school is this, Laura?
Together. This is the Downey Elementary School in Brockton. We have about 650 kids here. So we'll get as many as we can.
Oh, that's a lot of cards.
That would be a lot of cards.
Awesome. And would you please drop me an email? Kennedy@mix1041.com. Just to let me know that you guys are doing
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
Perfect.
Yes, absolutely.
Perfect.
What's
we are so excited.
What's the go-to for Valentine's Day cards in 2025? Is it still the same old, you know, construction paper and scissors and doilies?
Please tell me there's doilies involved.
I will absolutely grab some doilies, some pom-poms. We'll use macaroni. We'll get into it for you.
This is what we are talking about. Let's go.
It's not all graphically designed on an iPad.
No.
We're not doing AI Valentine's Day cards around
sticky
here.
Sticky fingers, baby.
Actually, Laura, that is awesome.
Thanks, Laura.
All right, we got an art teacher in Kennedy.
All right, that is
first
perfect.
Person on the dance floor.
That is
bring 600 kids with her. Let's go.
Courtney is from Norton. Good morning, Courtney.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. What is your idea for Valentine's for veterans?
So my idea is that instead of the three of you going to like 1,000 schools, why don't you do what you did for Toys for Tots and have like three drop-offs and have all the teachers come to you? That way you can still see everyone.
That's not a bad idea, but the thought of us going into an elementary school and like just hanging out with the kids sounds fun to me.
That still sounds like a great idea, but the kids can still come to you as well.
Yeah, that's true. I just want to sit in a tiny desk and maybe eat some square pizza. That's all I'm saying.
Dude, I am so in.
A tiny carton of milk.
I want to go into a cafeteria and have some chocolate milk. That's all I'm saying.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you for the
so
idea,
much.
Courtney. They're all good ideas at this point because we really don't have a plan. We are planless.
That's totally true, but...
We're not planless, but we're not planful either.
Lynn is from Midway. Good morning, Lynn.
We're playing medium.
Good morning.
So you're heading to school right now. You have an idea?
I am, yes. I work at an elementary school in Harvard. It's Hildreth Elementary School, a wonderful community, and I feel like I could talk to my principal, and I think we could get some classes on board.
That sounds amazing. We love to hear it.
Now, what do you teach? What grade?
Well, I'm actually a speech-language pathologist, so I work with preschoolers, kindergarten, first graders, and we have a classroom that's called our sales classroom for students who are autistic. And so I have the best job in the school. I get to work with wonderful kids, and our staff is great. So.
Well, we are excited for you to be a part of it. Make sure you drop us an email. Let us know that you guys are in, okay?
What is your principal's name?
Her name is Rebecca.
Rebecca, best principal ever.
Mm-hmm.
I already know that. I can just tell.
We're big Rebecca fans.
Big, yeah, top 10 principals in the United States, yeah. Rebecca.
It's
definitely on the top 10. If you had like a Mount Rushmore of principals named Rebecca, your Rebecca is
it.
Yep,
up there.
So good.
We're buttering them up, Kennedy.
I'd love to hear it.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lynn. Okay. That's a good start. That is a good start. So again, if you're just joining us and you missed the announcement this morning, Karsten Kennedy's Valentine's for veterans. Our plan is, you know, we do a lot every year for different organizations. And I said to Kennedy a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about doing some things for Veterans Day or for Valentine's Day. And I was like, you know, one of the things I think that is very near and dear to both of our hearts, you know, Kennedy's ex-husband served in the military. Mm-hmm. My dad served. My brother served. I served. Actually met my ex-wife mm-hmm. in the military. My daughters, Courtney and Kristen, were born on a military base in Germany. Mm-hmm. So obviously we all have very deep ties to the military. And being a veteran is a weird thing for a lot of people. And it was very weird for me for a long time. Yeah. It's not just something I really talked about. Mm-hmm. It was kind of something that was always there, but I didn't really share it. Mm-hmm. It was my thing, not everybody else's thing. Mm-hmm. But as I've gotten older, I've learned to be more prideful of it. And I think that's something that a lot of veterans kind of struggle with
and
a little bit.
I think a lot of veterans, you know, much like our elders, kind of get left behind,
mm-hmm.
you know, that they deal with, as you said, mental health issues or physical issues
mm-hmm.
because of their service. And we don't want them to feel alone.
Right.
So this is that.
So what we'll do is we'll get a bunch of elementary school kids and classes and schools to make Valentine's Day cards for veterans. We will collect them all up, and then we will deliver them to the veterans for Valentine's Day. And if you're a part of a veterans organization or a veterans home, and you want to help us out in that regard too, because again, we're kind of on the fly, we're figuring this.
We're learning as we go about these organizations.
We have to send all these cards somewhere.
Yeah,
we do have to deliver them at some point. Dan,
so let us put them.
How many letters can we put in the trunk of your car?
Oh God, I got to clean out my Kia, but I'm good for at least 30.
Okay, good. That's a good start. That's a good start. If you want to get involved in some way, shape, or form, again, drop us a text here in the studio or give us a call at 617-655-1234 or drop us an email. It's morningshow@mix1041.com.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix
1041. Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.